Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a good Friday so far. It is now 4 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York, and it's the weekend. We are here, well, for most of us at least. Very excited to have on the show with me today for a special one-hour feature, Wilho Sari. And Wilho should be joining us momentarily. So Wilho has been on the show now for, I believe this is his sixth show. And again, this is part of an extended series, but we had to have him back on as Wilho is an expert musician, really. I mean, he plays the cantela, which is a very cool and interesting instrument, similar to a guitar. But we're going to have him on the line right now to kind of fill us in a little bit more and bring everybody up to speed. And then we're going to have him on for some amazing live performances. And we're going to play some tracks from two of his albums that he has out now. So let's welcome Wilho to the show. Wilho, welcome to the show. You there?
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back, Wilho. How are you?
Oh, I'm living in the sunlight. It's very nice here in Washington.
Very nice. Well, as always, Wilho, it's very great to have you on the show. Very excited to have you on now for this special one-hour feature that we're doing with you today.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Wilho, why don't you share with everybody a little bit about yourself briefly so that we can get to know Wilho a little bit and, you know, what it is that you've done for so many years and why we're going to focus today on this beautiful music that you play.
Well, I grew up in a house where my dad played the cantele, that's the Finnish national instrument. He played it practically every night, but it was dad's thing. I played band instruments and the piano, but I hardly touched the cantele till I turned 50 years old, and dad was already dead about 15 years. And I wish I would have started as a kid. I had so much fun with it. I knew how he played it, so it wasn't hard for me to teach myself how to play the cantele. And now it has taken me all over the country, playing at different festivals and churches.
Very cool. Now, where have your playing taken you? Where have you traveled to?
A group of us went to Finland about 6-8 years ago, and we did a cantele mass in a number of churches there. But this playing has taken me to Washington, D.C., Florida, the New England states, Midwest states, California, and very often to Seattle or Portland and around in the Washington state, especially since I live here in the western part of Washington state.
Very cool. And Wilho, let me know, what are some of the crowds that you play for? Who do you typically play for?
Well, it's usually festivals, especially the Finnish national festivals, which are in a different location every year. And then I end up playing in churches and sometimes at weddings and sometimes at funerals and just wherever it's been needed.
And what's the general feeling that you get when you're playing this?
Well, to me, I thoroughly enjoy it. I didn't start playing till I turned 50, and I wish I would have started as a kid. I've had so much fun with it. And I've taught cantele workshops in a number of places, which has helped other people to get started playing the cantele as well.
And so, Wilho, what is the best. You write a song a day, basically, right? That's what you pretty much have said?
Pardon?
You write a song a day, pretty much, is what you try to do?
Yes, this year I'm a little over a song a day. Altogether, I've written over 4,000 pieces. And a lady in Finland offered to put my music into a book about six, seven, 8 years ago, and she took 365 pieces of my music and put it into a book, and she put the name of the book, Tune a Day, 365 pieces. Proper name for that. And so that's the only book I've ever had. I'm not a book writer, but I do write music, and I put it directly into the computer. So that's, right now, it's been my hobby at home.
And so, well, what are some of the things that you have going on, you know, for the future with your playing?
Well, right now I've been mostly at home writing music, but we are having our Nacelle Festival every other year, and it will be the last weekend in July, and I'll be involved in performing there and helping anybody who needs help in learning to play the cantele. The cantele has different sizes. It has, mine is 36 string, and then there are the 5 and 10 stringers that are also used, and so I quite often will be helping others in playing those smaller cantelas. Here in the school, the teacher has me with a fourth grade class about almost every year. She's had me teaching the young kids, maybe about 8 students, how to play the 5 stringers. And in a couple of months, I would have the kids ready to perform in the spring concert. So that's been quite an interesting thing for young kids to learn.
That's awesome. Yeah, very cool. Now, that's got to be a pretty cool feeling to give back and, you know, to teach others. I mean, that's got to be amazing.
It's been a pleasure for me. For 7 years, wife and I drove to Portland. It's a 100-mile distance. We went there once a month for 7 years to teach a group of players. And that group has performed a lot. And then some of them moved to Seattle and different places, and they've continued playing the cantele wherever they are.
Very cool. Well, now, I want to, since we've had you on the show for, you know, a number of times now, this is probably the sixth or seventh show that we might have had you on for, and I'm so excited to have you on for a total of an hour today, where we can, you know, just kind of listen through some of these tracks that you record. Now, you have 2 albums out, so before we get to the album, I want to ask you a little bit about each one. So we have, this one's called From Willie's Attic?
It's in Finnish. It's Vilhon Vintilta, From Willie's Attic, From My Head. Tunes that I've written myself. And the last piece, then, is my great-great-grandmother's piece. The name of it is Munkantelani. She was a well-known cantele player in Finland in the 1800s, and there's a statue of her in Finland. And so the last piece I did on that CD is her piece that most everyone in Finland knows. My other CD, Cantele Songs of Praise, it's basically church music in Finnish and in English.
So you write, now when you're singing, is there a lot of vocals to these tracks or not so much?
No, I'm not a poet, and I don't know the music I write. Some other people have put words to some of my tunes, but I just have a Roman numeral and another number, two numbers, to so I'll know which piece it is.
All right. Well, now where are these two albums available? Because you have this one and you have the Cantele. How do you say it again? One more time.
Cantele.
The Cantele. Songs of Praise. Now, what's this album about?
That is basically church music in both Finnish and English.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Now, where is this? Where are these CDs available again, just so that everyone can find out?
Well, I just have them here at home.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are the best ways for people to reach out to you then? Is it okay to give out your email address and phone number?
Yeah, you can do that, or even my box number. You want that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, my name is Wilho Saari, S-A-A-R-I, and my post office box number is 111, post office box 111, Nacelle, that's N-A-S-E-L-L-E, Washington, and the last number for that is 98638.
All right. And so, Wilho, now, why don't we, you tell me, would you like to play us something live for us, or do you want to play something off of, let's see which album I have ready to go right now. From Willie's Attic. Would you like to play us a song live, or do you want us to maybe track something?
Go ahead, play it from the CD.
And what song would you like us to play off here first? Is there anything in particular?
No, not really.
So how about we start off with the first song here?
Thank you.
So, Wilho, why don't you tell us a little bit about that song? What is that one called?
Livakat Live. I'm not sure what the word Livakat means, but my wife, who is from Finland, she would be able to help me, but she's not right here.
And so was this something that you... you know, that you wrote, that you really, you knew right away was something that you wanted to record?
Well, not really. That was when I made the CD, then I had to go through and pick pieces that I had would want on the CD.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Now, with 24 songs on the album, how did you go about deciphering, you know, the placement of each song?
Oh, I was just playing through all the pieces that I've written and the ones I thought would fit for the CD, I chose them. And all of these pieces do have names, which most of my music does, is just a number. But these, I did have a name for each one.
Very cool. And so, what's another song off of the album that you'd like us to play next?
Well,
and you're going to have to help me out with some of this.
Number four.
Birdie's Flight?
Pardon?
Birdie's Flight?
Birdie's Flight, yeah. Lin un lento, Flight of the Bird.
Very cool. Okay, hold on one second and we'll get you there.
Yeah, okay.
And for everyone just joining us, I'm with Wilho Sari, and part of the hour-long feature. We're playing music from both of his albums. And Wilho, why don't you explain to us a little bit about that song? I mean, what kind of inspired you to write that?
Well, sometimes I write a tune that's it's directed to a certain person in the family. Well, I have a niece whose name is Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put this this piece, Lin un lento, the Birdie's Flight. But most of my music is just a number, but in these I did have to come up with names that would fit in. And
it's certainly very cool. I mean, I gotta say, you know, like I said, it's the music sounds so clear and so amazing. The parts are very, you know, delicate and intricate, and you know, it really does capture the listener very well. I congratulate you on recording a really good album there.
Thank you.
And so, what else is there that we can play off of the album that you'd like to let everyone listen to next? How do you pronounce song number five?
Yeah, who is it? Farewell.
And that means farewell?
Yeah, in Finnish. Yeah, who is it?
Very cool. Is that a track that we can play next?
Go for it.
All right. And everyone, this is Wilho Sari. Thank you. And with that track, you kind of felt, you know, the title of the song really did set the tone for the rest of that track, right?
Oh.
You know, it kind of had a little darker feel to it.
Yeah, right.
And so, do you ever find yourself, I got to ask you again, I know I've asked you this during, you know, the shows, but what is it that inspires you to write these songs?
That's a good question. Once in a while, I'll be sitting at the Kundala and I'll play just a few lines and, hey, that might be a good song. It's just the first few tunes, and then what bothers me is, have I written this before? And once in a while, I'll look back and I'll find almost identical one previously written. But it's usually the beginning of it that kind of gives me the inspiration to add to it.
Very cool. And so, as I'm looking down at some of the other tracks here, now, what is To Kenny from, now, how do you say that? Is it Uki?
Uki. My grandchildren call me Uki, and grandma, my wife, she is called Mummy. So To Kenny, that's my nephew, and it's from Uki, or granddaddy.
Very cool. Now, is that a song that you'd like, you want us to play that one next?
Go for it. That's, number six.
Number six. And again, you're listening to Will Hosari from the album, I'm going to mention it in the English way, from Willie's Attic. And this is To Kenny from Uki. Very cool. Really loved the ending of that song too. I mean, that was cool how you brought it down, you know. Now, Willow, we have 4 minutes left in this first half hour, and then we're going to take a brief commercial break, and then pick up back on our sister channel for part two of this feature. Again, you know, with everything that you do, I mean, I know that you're retired, right?
Right.
Retired as you can be.
Retired 23 years ago from teaching in public schools.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And so Willow, you know, we're into this first album, and I'm just curious now. Do you have any other track that you'd like us to play in this very first half hour from this album in particular?
Not really. I just... if you want to, whatever, it's...
How about, you know what, the song, Snowflakes? I mean, I know it's nowhere near winter, so it's safe to say Snowflake. I was
number...
wondering if you could play... That's number 9.
Yeah. Sure, go for it.
Okay, and we're going to go ahead and play Snowflake to lead out this first half hour, and then following our radio ads and sponsors, we'll be joined back on. And again, Wilho, we will speak with you then in a few short moments after this song, okay?
Okay, sure.
Are you still there?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, Wilho, this is going to wrap up the first half hour of today's one-hour feature, and we're going to be going back on after a brief commercial break, and we're going to have it on for the second half-hour show, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay. Do I sign off the phone?
Yes. Now, we'll take our break now, and we'll be joined right back in about 2 minutes' time.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. And everyone, please catch us for the second half hour coming up shortly.